And so I invite you now, if you've not already done so, to close your eyes, relax in your seat, and take a deep healing breath. Hold it for a few seconds, and as you exhale, just let go. Let go of any thoughts, fears, worries that you are allowing to get in the way of experience the presence of God. Take another deep breath, breathing into that infinite presence within, into that sacred place where you feel your oneness with Spirit. And as you continue to breathe, breathing in, breathing out, know that every breath is holy, every breath is divine. In this sacred moment, feel the living, loving presence of God moving through you now. Center your heart and mind in the inner sanctuary of your soul, because that is absolutely where love is. Love is there, peace is there, truth is there, God is there. And your soul purpose right now is to experience the divine, to realize the dramatic truth that you are one with the Most High, a beloved child of God. You are at this very moment and always immersed in the Holy Spirit of light, love, and peace. Created in the image and likeness of God, you are endowed with the intelligence, the life, the substance of Spirit. The eternal essence of God is your true nature. The Christ is the individualized presence of God within you. And throughout all his teachings, Jesus taught that he and the Father were one, and that all of humankind is related to the Father in exactly the same way. Our wayshower created the window in the perceived wall of celebration. He taught that God exists in, around, above, and through each one of us, and it's up to us to seek the divine within. Let's spend just a few minutes doing that now. Release any thoughts of unworthiness or separation. See yourself as God sees you, a beautiful, magnificent expression of God's light, love, and peace. Do this now in the silence. Charles Fillmore wrote, "Unspeakable joy, glory, and eternal life are promised to those with unselfish devotion who strive to develop the Christ consciousness. Our hearts are full this moment of gratitude to be on this quest. We thank you, God, for loving us, protecting us, guiding us in the process of awakening to our true spiritual nature. And we thank you for our wayshower, Jesus Christ, who showed us the way. And so it is, and so we joyfully allow it to be, in the name and through the power of the Christ. And let us now to complete our time of prayer and meditation by gratefully singing our Lord's Prayer. Thank you.